After months of poor attendance, schools are reporting some success in getting their most serious truants back to class. Official figures show daily attendance was as high as 84% in the first week of Term 3, after being below 80 for many days of Term 2. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
Attendance has suffered this year, and principals have warned that more children are regularly absent, often with the support of families worried they'll catch COVID in the classroom. Whangarei Intermediate recently hired Robin Hakaraya as takawaenga, a go-between, to talk to families and get children back to school.
So far it's looking all right. We've had a couple of kids that have been on the list and are now starting to turn back up, so that's awesome. I guess we need to, you know, like sit down with their whānau, with them, and just have a discussion around what would draw them back to school, I guess.
She says it's important to talk to pupils on their level.
You know, just trying to take it back to how we sort of felt when we were their age and coming together with a plan with these kids just to get them interested again, I guess. Some who are just scared of COVID, and then there are some who, you know, have behavioural issues.
The school's principal, Hayley Reid, says COVID and flu are still causing a lot of absences, and she hopes there's some improvement soon.
I'd love all of our kids to come back to school, our tamariki. It's the best place for them. We miss them, so it'd be really great to have them all back. But you know, as we realise, their lives are very complex, and it's just about us supporting them to come back to school, because, especially my year eights, because they need to be ready to transition to high school.
In Auckland, Tiri Moana school principal Peter Kaiser has also had some success getting children back to school after long periods of absence.
We worked really hard, like I think most of my principal colleagues would be doing. So we have had success with most back. We are still struggling with just two families where attendance has been really bad.
He says winter illnesses are keeping children home and attendance has been about 82 to 85%.
I'm not happy with it. We would expect it to be higher, so that's still 20% of the kids away potentially. And so, for example, today we have 17% of our students away, most of whom we know why. Mostly it's sickness. A few cases it's isolating due to COVID in the household.
Peter Kaiser says teachers are also affected, and in one recent week he had 22 teachers away every day. Suzanne Billington from Tauriko School near Tauranga says families that were reluctant to let their children go to school last term seem to be letting them attend this term.
We've had two or three families who have been a little bit anxious about being on a school site, and we've done quite a bit of work around that, so they seem to be coming back a little bit more, but as far as trends go, we won't really see that for a wee while. We've only been back at school for the last couple of weeks.
She says attendance at her school in Term 2 was worse than Term 2 last year, and she's worried the third term will not be much better.
We've got a lot more people out and about with COVID and not wearing masks. There's not always the safety measures that they're taking quite the way they were 12 months ago. Plus, we've got new flus coming into the country because we've now opened up borders and things. So some of that was kept at bay when we were shut down a lot more.
Suzanne Billington says absence rates at her school have varied in the past 2 weeks, and it's too early to see a pattern.
That's John Gerritsen.